So let's dive right into this thing that hits our pocket, hits our lives, and that is obviously the petrol price. Alta has been very outspoken for the longest time around, I mean, it's right in the name, organization and doing tax abuse, around the kind of taxes that South Africa imposes on us, particularly insofar as we don't really get a return on those taxes. But in particular, it's a concern for me. There are other levies, RAF contributions and basic petrol levies that we pay in the petrol price and that make up a large part of that, even if it's reduced by 6 cents because of that error, like in Gauteng, at least over 20 rand per litre. And when one considers, I saw a chart from Alta this week that the petrol prices actually, or the basic fuel prices, only increased from just under $7 to just under $10. You know, one has to wonder, what in the world are the other $10 for? Wayne Duvenage joins me now to help us understand a little bit more about that. He is the CEO of Alta. Hello, Wayne. How are you this morning?
Hi, lovely. Nice to be with you.
Likewise. Well. Okay. Help us understand, one, let's start with the error from the Department of Minerals and Energy yesterday. What happened there?
Beats me. As I said, that such an error can happen. But in September, there was an adjustment to the retail margin, and they reduplicated that, or duplicated it in December again. So they will reverse that probably next month by double that amount and then bring it back to where it should be the following month. But yeah, it's just so crazy that you can have an error like that in an organization like the Department of Mineral and Energy Affairs. I mean, what other errors might there be? So,
very concerning. So, wait, Wayne, let's take a step back. So, in my life as an economist, I understand how the over-under recovery works.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let's remind our listeners who might not be doing this on a monthly basis how it works.
Well, the fuel price changes daily, literally, when you think about how we are buying petrol on the international markets or oil, and the rand-dollar exchange rate. So there will be prices have to be set. You can't change them at the pumps daily. So they will be set for the month, and there will be an over or under recovery in that month due to the fluctuations, and then that will be offset the following month. So it's a normal practice, and that way you smooth out the cost of petrol over a month.
That's
and
right.
Then over the year. Yeah.
And that's a combination, of course, of the oil price and the rand fluctuations.
Correct.
So, as it turns out, I'm not sure where this presentation was, but somebody tweeted a slide from one of your presentations showing that increase, that in fact, it's only been like a 49% increase in the basic fuel price that is affected by the rand and the oil price. And that in fact, the oil price has decreased quite a bit over the last decade. But the large increase has come from government imposing these RAF and other levies.
Yes.
How are those decided upon?
Well, exactly. So those are, our state doesn't ring fence fuel levies. And on the road accident fund, that's another whole matter. But we have, payouts that need to happen to people who have injuries. And the other ways you can manage that. And if you recall, if you go back in time, there was what you call the third party disc and other insurances that were applied. But the best way to do it for road accident injuries is to apply it to the fuel levy. And in the event that somebody is injured in a motor accident, they are paid out by the state through this road accident fund for their injuries and rehabilitation costs and that. Now, that has been mismanaged, grossly so. And that levy has gone up from 72 cents a decade ago to now 2 rand 18 cents per litre. Now feeding about 50 billion rand, 45 to 50 billion rand into government's coffers for the road accident fund. And if you mismanage the levy, you have to throw more money at it, and it is grossly abused and badly managed. So that's an area of government inefficiency that we're now having to fork out for. The fuel levy, on the other end, is just a tax on fuel. And in the past, it was ring fence for roads, but as I said, they don't ring fence. That's gone up from 1 rand 68 cents a litre to 3 rand 83 over time. And what happens is every year, government pushes another 25 cents, 30 cents, and you don't feel it in those small amounts each year, especially if the fuel price comes down in the month that they introduce it. But it adds up over time. And so what we've seen is this is this massive increase from around 4 rand per litre of petrol in a year ago for all these levies added up, now at 10 rand. So before one drop of petrol is purchased, you are paying 10 rand per litre. The price of petrol, even if it's given to us for free, will never drop below 10 rand.
So this is something that I've been trying to bring to the attention of the listeners. It came to me over the weekend, I suppose, that when the budget is announced, everything is described in percentage of GDP or percentage increase, but there are two spaces, sin taxes and fuel levies, where they tell you an absolute round number.
Yeah.
It seems insignificant because they're saying 18 cents, but it may very well be like a 30% increase in 1 year.
Yeah, and what happens is these add up and you can't undo them. And what happens, government is a short-term thinker. They think in five-year election tranches, and they don't realize that the impact of this is going to take over time. These are soft targets, motorists, people who want to smoke and drink. They all these little taxes where they just say, let's just put it on. And it goes into government's coffers, as I said. Just the fuel levy is another, 85 billion rand a year in government's coffers now. And they cannot undo that. They need it. So what we're saying, and we've written to the minister yesterday, is to say you need to contemplate seriously in your next budget speech for no increases. And you need to start taking a longer-term view on these levies because they are having a detrimental impact on the cost of living, transport, goods, everything else. It just doesn't stop.
And potentially, I imagine, Wayne, contemplate explaining how those increases come about. My team and I were talking about it yesterday, and we basically came to the conclusion that we think that they pretty much figure out the whole budget, then they figure out the whole, and then they backfill, okay, this is what we're going to have to increase the levies by.
I think you're quite right. Yeah, they do. They go in search for additional income. Mm. I mean, look at even the plastic bag tax, which is supposed to be ring-fenced for recycling initiatives, job creation. None of that has happened. So no ring fencing, and we are overtaxed because of this, because there's so many different taxes. And if they can't get it through the big ones, which is VAT and PAYE and company tax, they start looking at these, what were used to be very smaller taxes that now give them a lovely income. And another 15, 20 cents on the fuel levy gives them a couple of billion rand. And that's bad for this country.
Wayne, I am over time with you. I just have to ask you one more question, though, please.
Yeah.
What is the recourse for us? Because Outer is the most vocal, I think, researched and visible and, I suppose, respected by Treasury organization that is speaking about the lack of rights that we have with respect to taxes. So what's our recourse?
Well, one doesn't want to get into the whole topic of tax revolts. I think, it's a popular topic, but topic for another day. So, and it's just complicated and it doesn't work, to put it mildly. But you need to start vocalizing and participating in getting involved in the parliamentary debates, which is what we do. We start to engage with the powers that be in a way that influences their thinking. And we need to start also looking at focused tax revolts, which is like the fuel, ethol challenge that we bought on. But you can't fill up your car and say, look, don't fill up. You fill my car, but don't charge me the fuel levies. It doesn't work like that. So there are many ways, but it is more engaging on these areas than protest action.
Wayne Divinage, CEO of Outer, thank you very much. Have a good one.
Pleasure.
I'm sorry for your very high Gauteng petrol price. Have a good one. Cheers.